Another episode of Unaccompanied Adult with Joe Diaz. What's going on, everybody? Now, you might hear me a little bit different. I don't have any sound effects. My recording rig is currently down, so I'm recording this on my phone. Hopefully this sounds decent. It's been a while, man. It's been a while since I recorded anything. I've been busy with work. I've been trying to be a good boyfriend. And a good dad, of course. That's first and foremost. But I hope everybody's doing well. I hope everybody is enjoying the fact that fucking spring is finally here. It's been a while, man. It's been a while since I checked back in. Like I said, you know, I just with this whole new position that I'm in, it's been difficult for me to like really get the energy to record. But again, here I am. But again, like you know, I try to record on my regular rig tonight, but for some reason the pod wasn't podding, I should say. So I'm just comfortably doing this shit laying down on my goddamn bed on my iPhone. I've seen Instagram videos where like you know a bunch of people recording shit on their phone, like, you know, well, that sounds pretty good. But in order for me to do it, now allow me to reiterate, in order for me to record this so freely on my phone, I had to upgrade my phone. I'm cheap as hell. I'll be the first one to fucking tell you, I am cheap as shit. So I want to say the past 4 years, I've had the same iPhone SE, which is like technically like the iPhone 11 inside of an 8 body. So I was like, I guess I got to get a new phone. You know what? This is bullshit. So I go to AT&T and I'm like, yo, I want to upgrade my phone. I just want to buy it outright. I want to buy a new phone. And I didn't know this. Maybe everybody else knew this, but I sure as fuck didn't know this. I didn't know that they don't sell you phones at the phone store. Like it was like you would have thought that I asked for a kidney, or like, yo, sell me pictures of your feet. Like that's how weird they looked at me. I was like, yo, I want to buy a phone. Which one? I was like, all right, the 14, I guess. And they were like, we don't sell phones here. I'm like, there's a phone right there. I bet you do. I guarantee you that you do. They're like, yeah, but you know, we only do it with plans and stuff like that. I'm like, dude, I just want to buy a phone. I want to buy a phone. Why are you making this difficult for me? I want to pay you outright. I want to give you my hard-earned money for a fucking cellular phone that I can put in my pocket and go about my way. They're like, well, we can't do that. So I like, I looked around for anybody that would sell me a goddamn phone. So I finally got a phone. I'm not going to tell you how I got the phone, but I got the phone. I got a phone. I got a new phone. It wasn't through the typical means, as I should say. So long story less long, I am recording this on my brand new brand new phone. So hopefully it sounds good. If it doesn't, then it doesn't. What are you going to do? What should I say? I've been really focused on this new job, and it's been taking, I'm not gonna lie, It's been taking its toll on me. But you know, like, you know, I'm able to make it work. I'm able to juggle my social life and my work life. You know, one of them is a little bit imbalanced, but it is what it is. It's like, you know, just trying to do the best that I can in both areas of my life. And you know, my personal and my professional. So, I never knew, or never realized how difficult juggling like a lucrative career and a fulfilling relationship is. Like, I never knew, I never realized how hard that is. That's just high science. And you know, some people get rubbed the wrong way, and sometimes you gotta sacrifice one for the other, whatever. But you know, I guess you have to make it work in order for you to keep your sanity. And that's what I've been trying to do. I've been trying to keep my sanity. But no, it is what it is. Like, you know, sometimes it feels by one party that you're not trying hard enough, and it kills you, because like you're trying hard. Like I try hard. I really do. Like I really I try to put my heart into everything that I do, whether it's work, my relationships, or you know, my kids, whatever. And then when you don't necessarily get recognized for the work that you do, is discouraging. It really is, because you're like, damn, man, like I'm trying. I'm trying. There's other niggas out there that don't even fucking try. It's like, I'll see you when I see you, motherfuckers. And then, you know, they go about their life, and they do what they have to do, and what they do, what they do. And I guess like the topic of today's show is, I don't know, like the worth of a man, like as a male, as a cisgendered male that I am, but the role of a man is to be a provider. And I guess that's what really defines us as a species. You know, we provide and others receive. But like, it's so ingrained in our DNA that we don't even see it as a negative thing anymore. Like we see it as it's just given. Is a given. It's a given that my value in any situation that I'm in is what I can provide at the time. And you know, is very transactional, the lifespan of a man. That's why like it's so hard, like and I'm gonna jump back and forth. Like it's so like that. That's why like when men retire, you know, we become depressed and usually like die soon after we retire, because we no longer have a value, and just that takes a lot of life out of us. You know, I had a landlord years ago. Dominic, he passed, I want to say when he was 93, 94 years old, and he always stayed busy. Like, he was always a busy man. Like, you know, he retired like 40 years ago, but he stayed active. He's, you know, he worked in his garden, and he did construction and masonry around the house, like in his own home. He made wine. Like he found hobbies. He found things for him to do, for him to stay active, because, you know, if he sat down, he will feel sick. And I guess that's always in us. Like, you know, men, we never stop providing. We never stop creating, and we never stop giving. And then when that final drop of blood is squeezed from the stone, it's like, okay, I did all this, and I never really made myself happy. I know I'm being a little bit dramatic with this, and I understand that, like, men aren't a monolith, and that, you know, there's very nuanced sex of the male personality and the male value or whatever, but the quintessential value of the man is, what have you done for me lately? Fucking Janet Jackson said it herself. What have you given me? And again, I'm not in no shape, way, or form am I only equating providing and a monetary value. I'm merely saying that we provide time, we provide comfort, we provide understanding, we provide protection. Yes, sometimes monetary value. We provide all these things because we're expected to. So when we provide and we give and we give and we give, and it's still not enough, you're essentially telling us that we're not enough. And I know, Joe, but you're the patriarchy. You're not supposed to give a shit about that. And how often have men been so controlling and over women and so demanding of the women? Yeah, I get it. I agree. Down with the patriarchy. Whatever. But us regular motherfuckers who aren't fucking monarchs and shit, and we're not fucking controlling pieces of shit, misogynistic assholes. We're just regular dudes just trying to live life and be happy. And it's hard for us to really, like, accept the fact that, like, dude, like, I'm you know, you want more from me, and I don't know if I can give more, because I'm giving a lot. We give a lot, and it feels like we're not being really seen, or we're not being really appreciated. That's the word I was looking for, appreciated. And at the end of the day, that's all we want to be, appreciated. Like, I don't want gifts. Like, me, I can buy my own gifts. I can find my own happiness, because I create my own happiness. Like, men, we know how to create our own happiness. It's stupid shit too. Like, you know, I watched a dog fall down the stairs on TikTok the other day, and I laughed for 45 minutes. Like, legit. Or, like, I can lay in bed eating popcorn and watching some Guy Ritchie movie. That's me creating my own happiness. Because that happiness isn't contingent on anybody else providing it for me, because I created my own. But the one thing that we do want is to be appreciated. We want to be appreciated. Appreciate us for the effort that we put in. And for the men who do put in effort. Because there's other motherfuckers who put in zero effort. They put in nothing. They provide nothing. They add nothing to the relationship. But there's just regular dudes like me and countless others who just like, dude, I just want to... I don't even want to thank you. I don't. I really don't. I really don't want to fucking thank you. And I'm not just, you know, I'm not, you know, attacking my girl or attacking my kids. I'm just in general. I'm speaking in generalities. Like, the society is very thankless to the regular dude, the regular man, the guy who works not only a 9-to-5, but like a fucking 8-to-6, a fucking 7-to-fucking-7. The guy who, you know, the man who drives countless hours to see and do things for other people. But as we see on social media, it's like these niggas that don't give a shit, that are praised. They're placed on a pedestal for providing nothing whatsoever but conflict. And like, we're all flawed. We're flawed creatures. We're flawed fucking creatures where, you know, I don't always get it right. We don't always get it right. We fuck up a lot. We say fucked up things sometimes. But at the end of the day, we're apologetic. You know, me, I stand on business. Like me, you know, I usually choose my words very correctly. But sometimes, I forget that not everybody takes certain words so graciously, I should say. They don't really appreciate like open honesty and dialogue, like, you know, or unfiltered truth. That's the way I should put it. A lot of people don't appreciate that. So you have to soften the blow. You have to nerf your words. So yeah. So again, we mess up. We fuck up, and we navigate life trying to really make everybody happy. And all we want is, you know, all we want is acknowledgement. We want appreciation. You know, hey, who am I? I'm just over here talking shit into my goddamn phone. Like, it's to the point, like, even when I bought this phone, right? Like, I'm so used to giving to other people, and, you know, my kids, my girl, my brothers and shit, like friends, family. Like, when it came time to buy my phone, I felt guilty. I felt real fucking guilty. I'm like, God damn, am I, you know, purchasing, like, you know, I'm, you know, essentially I'm paying a lot of money for a fucking device and shit. And I'm like, and it's for myself. Like, it took me 35 minutes to press confirm purchase. Because I was like, I don't know. Like, maybe I should find a cheaper deal, or, you know, my phone still works. You know, why go through the hassle? Like, I don't know, I could spend this money on something else. And then, I really had to, like, double dutch this shit. Like, you know, when you jump a rope and shit, like, all right, 1, 2, 3, click. All right, that's it. I fucking press confirm payment, and then I was done with it. But, like, yeah, it's that guilt. It's that guilt for doing something for me that I was uncomfortable with. I was really uncomfortable with it. But, like, you know, if I buy something else for somebody, I'm Daddy Warbucks, nigga. I try to make everybody happy. And I want everybody to be happy. And I try to make myself happy by giving happiness to other people. Whether it's, you know, flowers for my girl, hoodies for my daughter, you know, sports goggles for my kid, my son, buying lunch for everybody at work. You know, like it makes me happy to make other people happy. I just want to be appreciated, as many others do. And again, like I'm not saying that other people don't feel unappreciated. Again, there's women who, single moms out there who, you know, who live life and do things for their kids selflessly, day in, day out, without a goddamn thank you. But I'm just saying, like, you know, and there's like songs and movies about women like that. There's fucking books written about it. Fucking tattoos on niggas' arms. Like, I wouldn't be anything without my mama and shit. Like, you know, when they go to award shows, I want to thank God and my mama. Like is Jesus and mom. They're the first two that get thanked. But nobody. Very rarely do you hear, yo, I want to thank my dad, you know, for doing this, or I want to thank my husband, or I want to thank my brother, or whatever the fuck. Yeah. Am I being a little bit misogynistic with this? Perhaps. But, you know, I have to call out the unappreciation of the unsung heroes. Of the hard-working blue-collar nigga sacrificing time and effort, money and sleep to make people happy. Anywho, so I hate to be a Debbie Downer on my first show back on my fucking phone, but you know, I just had that on my mind. And hopefully this didn't fucking depress you because it wasn't my intention. So hopefully next week I'll be back on my regular rig, or I'll probably have to buy another one so I could record semi-professional quality podcast. But until then, ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of Unaccompanied Adult with Joe Diaz. Peace.